Elizabeth Manley in the studios.
I heard you call her Liz.
I'm sorry.
You're a friend now.
Actually, everybody calls me Liz. I like Liz, actually.
30 seconds, Liz. We're on. I want to bring up, in the world of figure skating, I mean, there's a lot of pressure, you know, body image pressure and that sort of thing.
And it doesn't help that I'm only 3 foot nothing, but why I'm here is I'm the new spokesperson for Herbal Magic. Mm-hmm. And I have always been very candid and very open through my whole life. I've written books, talked about my weight issues and the pressures of always looking good on the ice. And I was never really taught proper eating and how to take care. I had the best of coaches. I had the best off-ice trainers. I had the best sports psychologists, but I never had anybody tell me how to eat properly. And then it became a major roller coaster when I turned pro, because now suddenly I'm being run by people who weren't athletes, and yes, all they were seeing was money coming in the box office. How many tickets are we selling? And I was being weighed in every week. I was under a contract to be at a certain weight. And so it just became a vicious cycle. And once I slowed down with my skating, I recently, in the past year and a half, just had a very tragic thing happen in my life. I lost my best friend, my mom, to cancer, and been doing a lot of work with cancer. But during this whole process, I kind of gave up on myself, and I kind of gave up on life, and just didn't know how I was going to continue. And I put a tremendous amount of weight on, which in turn, I became very unhealthy, and I started to suffer from high blood pressure. If you can imagine, Olympic athlete with high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And I was suddenly faced with an issue. Do I do something about it? My mom would want me to keep going. Kind of that athlete competitor came out in me and said, I've got to fight this. And I joined the Herbal Magic family, and I'm standing here today.
You look fantastic.
Thank you. Wow. And, you know, and it wasn't so much, it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change. It taught me to take care of myself, to eat properly, that you can actually lose weight and eat. I felt like I was in a twilight zone.
Right.
I was getting yelled at for not eating because my metabolism would stop. And I'm like, I don't get this. You're telling me to eat. As a figure skater, you're always told don't eat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it was a huge change for me, a huge lifestyle change. I'm in tip-top shape again. I have my life back, and my blood pressure is normal. I'm off medication.
Oh, that's so good.
And you know,
off that medication is a big step.
It is. Yeah. It is. And you know, when I was sitting in the hospital in Ottawa with a cardiologist, and my blood pressure was so high that he had to run 10 tests on me because he couldn't believe it. I shook my head, and I remember looking up the sky, and I always have these conversations with my mom. My car, my poor Toyota, gets millions of conversations. You know, just, I have to do something. Mm-hmm. My mom would not want this for me. Mm-hmm. And Herbal Magic, and I feel like a broken record, and you know, and I'm not promoting it because I'm a spokesperson, but it saved my life. And I am so proud to be working with this group. They have embraced me. They haven't pressured me about my weight. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, thumbs down on me about my weight, they helped me with my weight in a healthy way. And and I'm here today, and I feel like 88. I was joking last night. I said, when I joined Herbal Magic, I was 44 years old, and today I'm 20 plus GST.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
So I feel great. I feel great. And my husband every night says, I love this new wife, you know? So, yeah.
Well, congratulations on all your success.
You.
And so glad to hear that you're looking better and you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah. I feel great.
And you're in a better place.
Yeah. I'm in a better place. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, there was days where my mom, truly, we were best friends. Mm-hmm. We were inseparable. And I thought, how am I going to go on? How am I going to do this?
Well, I know you're doing a lot of good with ovarian cancer. And
that's been good for me.
People.
Yeah, it's been very therapeutic. It's all volunteer. I dove in with them, and now I'm doing a lot of work with Alzheimer's. My father suffers from Alzheimer's, and that has been kind of the emotional healing that I'm doing. And Herbal Magic not only has been emotional, but has been the health healing. And so I'm in a good place right now, and I'm really happy.
And
so,
I promised I'd find out where that silver medal is from 1988.
Yes. You really want to know what it is?
I know where it is.
It's in my underwear drawer.
That's where, you know what? Yes!
I figure if my house is ever, see, now I'm telling the whole world, no one's going to want to go in my underwear drawer. I'm just joking.
We always hide our most important possessions. Yep. You always look at that top drawer.
When my mom used to have possession of it, and I used to come home and I'm like, where's my medal? Where's my medal? She used to have it pinned behind the living room curtains.
Really?
Yeah. I used to think that was the funniest place. Uh-huh. And so I remember God bless her soul when she passed away. I had to start really looking mm-hmm. through places because she was great at hiding stuff.
Really? And,
but you know, it's frustrating. You work your whole life to win something to hide
it. Yeah, uh-huh. Now it's in the underwear drawer.
Now it's in the underwear drawer.
So what's next for Elizabeth Manley then?
Well, I'm continuing this great journey. I've lost the weight, but now my work starts. Now yes. the hard work starts because I've never learned how to maintain and stabilize. So I'm continuing this journey with them and working with Herbal Magic. Getting ready for next year's Ovarian Cancer Walk of Hope. Mm-hmm. So I've already started that. And the big news is I will be commentating in Vancouver for CTV.
It wouldn't be the same. You know, channels, it wouldn't be the same without seeing and hearing Elizabeth Manley.
You're sweet. Thank you.
You inspired us all back then. You continue to inspire to this day.
Thank you.
That's your gold medal right there. That's our gold medal. So thank you for that.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank
you. Elizabeth Manley. Awesome.